Chapter 7. The Dining Hall of Deception. Come, come to the wedding supper. Get ready. Put on your best clothes. The master comes soon. Bring a favorite dish and add to the bounty. The spirit led me to another place in the heavenly realm. This time I was standing in a large dining hall with a very long table. The table was set elaborately with place settings and candles. All the men were dressed in tuxedos, and the women were wearing ballroom gowns with their hair piled up high. A butler ushers me in and shows me to my place at the table. Servers began to bring food to the table. Salads, rolls, green beans, mashed potatoes were brought out one by one. Then the main course came out. A large silver platter was brought out with a lid on top. The lid was removed. On the platter was a large roast. What kind of meat is this? I asked. It's lamb. Dig in, it's delicious. A check in my spirit came to me. I hear Jesus whisper to me, wait, don't eat. Come with me. I get up and leave the dining hall and excuse myself. Where are you going? I will be back. I leave the room. Now where? I hear Jesus whisper to me, let me open your eyes so you can see. Go into the bathroom and meet me there. I go into the women's bathroom. Jesus is standing there and he applies a balm upon my eyes. He says, you have been under a spirit of deception. It has blinded you. This balm will remove it. Remain in me and in my words so that you do not come under this deception again. Now you can see. Follow me. He leads me outside the mansion to the outside grounds. I saw a large green fenced pasture with many sheep. He said to me, these are my sheep. I love them. I laid down my life for them. Then I saw a pack of wolves come. They rushed upon the sheep and took one down, two, then three sheep, ripping out their throat and killing them. I could smell the blood and see the fear that came upon the rest of the flock. Jesus, look at what's happening here. Yes, I warned about this in Ezekiel 34. All is not what it appears to be. You have had your eyes healed of deception. Follow me now back into the dining hall. I go back into the dining hall. The scene is now completely different. Now I saw 15 wolves seated around the table, devouring the roasted lamb on the platter. Only their faces showed as wolves. The rest of the body looks human, and they are all still wearing tuxes and ballroom gowns. There was no decorum. They ripped off a limb and, using their paws, voraciously and viciously ate all of the meat off the bones. Bring more meat. Bring more lamb's meat for us to eat, they cried. The servers kept bringing in platter after platter of roasted lamb for the wolves to eat. Join us. Sit down. Eat with us, they say to me. I wanted to gag and vomit. I left the room in great grief and sorrow. Kingdom principle. The scary thing about deception is that at the time that we are deceived, we do not know that we are deceived. We must beg for truth from the Father and ask him to reveal and unveil truth to us. As it is written in Matthew 7, verses 15 and 16, but beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are savage wolves. By their fruits you shall know them. See, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. Matthew 10:16. Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say to them, thus says the Master Yahweh to the shepherds, woe to the shepherds of Israel who have been feeding themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flock? You eat the fat and put on the wool. You slaughter the fatlings. You do not feed the flock. You have not strengthened the weak, nor have you healed the sick, nor bound up the broken, nor brought back the straying, nor sought what was lost. But you have ruled them with might and with harshness. And they were scattered, because there was no shepherd, and they became food for all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. Ezekiel 34:2-5.